All right, we're going to listen to Tracking Energy and Emissions of Usages by Mahendra.
Thank you. Thanks. Good morning, everyone. Well, my name is Mahendra Pai Puri. Currently, like as my day job, I'm working like an exchange for Paris. So yeah, this talk is not anything about like a social or political sciences. Like I used to work like one of the national HPC centers of France, like before this my current job, and most of this work I've done like there. So just to go into the details, yeah. I don't have to explain this context anymore. Like, you know, the AI servers are like consuming the world. Well, actually, this plot, I have to update this, like, because OECD has updated the numbers and they look even bad now. Like, so yeah, this is one of the hot problems that we have right now, and this is something that we need to solve. Well, I mean, within the HPC platforms, like, yeah, I mean. There's a lot of solutions that are coming to solve these problems on the system level, let's say like optimizing your energy usage of the entire HPC cluster. But of course, end users are still running like crappy codes on the HPC platforms, like, you know, they're just like burning electricity for no reason, right? I mean, even your system level optimization software can do a lot of things to avoid that. Like, my take on this problem is like the change has to always come from the people, from the end users, and like, you know, and you got to shift the blame on them. Like, you know, you have to make them feel guilty, you know, for burning the electricity. And that is the only way to the practical solution is to engage them to optimize their codes and better use the HPC resources and like better use the energy at the end of the day. And this can be only possible, but like if we actually provide them with the measures and the tools to encourage the optimization, right? I mean. And like, of course, like most of the HPC platforms, like they provide very, very, very